Mr. Speaker, I move that the House express its sympathy and condolences to the people of Norway following the recent attacks that claimed the lives of 77 people. On the 22nd of July 2011, the people of Norway witnessed two deeply shocking events. The bombings in central Oslo and the shootings on Utøya Island left many innocent civilians killed and injured. They were an appalling attack against Norway's democratic, open and trusting society. Many of the victims were young people attending a summer camp. Tragically, a New Zealand-born teenager was amongst those killed. The New Zealand government extends its heartfelt condolences and thoughts to the people of Norway as they grieve. New Zealand strongly values the warm relationship and shared values between our two countries. We are thinking of the families and friends who lost loved ones in this tragedy, and we hope those that were injured in the attacks recover quickly. I know that the people of New Zealand have shared in the horror of others around the world at hearing the news of this terrible event. Members of this House have been personally affected, and I would like to take this opportunity to extend my sympathies to you today. Mr. Speaker, the twin attacks in Norway resonate with New Zealanders, not just because a New Zealander was sadly amongst the victims that were killed, but because New Zealand, like Norway, is a peaceful country of about 4.5 million people. It's hard to imagine an event such as this occurring on our own shores. So we acknowledge how deeply shocking these events have been for the people of Norway, and we stand alongside them at this most difficult time. We know that the people of Norway are strong and courageous, and that they will get through this. As Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg has said, they will not be intimidated by these events. Norway will stand firm in defending itself as an open, tolerant and inclusive society. Mr. Speaker, this is an absolute tragedy. Our thoughts and heartfelt sympathy are with the people of Norway as they mourn the loss of so many lives.